Hello and welcome to your GCSE Combined Science Revision podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most important topics in the entire electricity unit, circuit components and circuit diagrams. This is topic 10, and trust me, once you've got this nailed, you'll be picking up marks left, right and centre in your exam. So grab a pen, get comfortable and let's get into it. Let's start with the big picture. Electricity is all about energy transfer, moving electrical energy from a source, like a battery or cell, through components and converting it into other useful forms, like light, heat, or movement. To describe any electrical circuit, physicists use a universal language, standard circuit symbols. Think of it like a map. Just as a map uses symbols to represent roads and buildings, a circuit diagram uses symbols to represent components. And the brilliant thing is, these symbols are internationally recognised. An engineer in Tokyo and a student in Manchester are reading the same language. Now, let's go through the key components you absolutely must know. First up, the cell. A single cell is represented by two parallel vertical lines, one longer than the other. The longer line is the positive terminal. The shorter line is the negative terminal. A battery is simply two or more cells joined together, so you draw multiple pairs of lines. Easy. Next, the switch. An open switch is drawn as a gap in the circuit. A line with a small circle at each end and a diagonal line that does not quite connect. A closed switch completes the connection. Remember, current can only flow when the switch is closed and the circuit is complete. This is a really common exam point. If the switch is open, no current flows. Full stop. The resistor is a rectangle. That is it, a plain rectangle in the circuit line. A variable resistor, like the kind you would use to control volume on a speaker, is a rectangle with a diagonal arrow through it, showing that the resistance can be changed. A lamp, sometimes called a bulb, is a circle with an X inside it. The X represents the filament. An ammeter, which measures current, is a circle with the letter A inside. A voltmeter, which measures voltage, is a circle with the letter V inside. Now, here are the three components that candidates most often confuse, so listen carefully. A diode is a triangle pointing in the direction of conventional current flow, with a vertical line at the tip. It only allows current to flow in one direction. Think of it as a one-way valve for electricity. An LED is the same symbol, but with two small arrows pointing away from it, representing light being emitted. An LDR, that stands for light-dependent resistor, is a resistor symbol enclosed in a circle with two arrows pointing inward toward it, representing light falling on it. Its resistance decreases as light intensity increases. So in bright light, resistance is low. In darkness, resistance is high. A thermistor is also a rectangle, but it has a small letter T or a diagonal line through it. Its resistance decreases as light intensity increases. So in a warm environment, resistance is low. In a cold environment, resistance is high. Both the LDR and thermistor are used in sensing circuits, incredibly useful in real-world applications like automatic street lights and temperature alarms.
Right, now let us talk about the two types of circuit arrangement, series and parallel. This is where so many marks are won or lost. In a series circuit, all components are connected in a single loop. There is only one path for the current to follow. This means the current is the same at every point in the circuit. However, the voltage is shared between the components. The more components you add, the less voltage each one gets. The big downside of series circuits is that if one component breaks, the entire circuit is broken, and nothing works. Think of old-fashioned Christmas tree lights. If one bulb went, they all went out. That is a series circuit. In a parallel circuit, components are connected on separate branches. The current splits at each junction. Some goes down one branch, some goes down another. The key thing here is that the voltage across each branch is the same as the supply voltage, so each component gets the full voltage. This is why the lights in your home are wired in parallel. If one bulb blows, the others stay on. Now, a crucial skill is knowing where to place your measuring instruments. An ammeter must always be connected in series. It sits in the main circuit loop so that all the current flows through it. A voltmeter must always be connected in parallel. It bridges across the component you want to measure, like a side branch. If you put a voltmeter in series, it will block the current and give you a meaningless reading. Examiners specifically test this, so burn it into your memory. Ammeter in series, voltmeter in parallel. No exceptions. Let me give you a memory trick for that. Think of the letter A in ammeter. A is for along, as in along the circuit, in series. And V in voltmeter, V is for avoid the main path, meaning it goes in parallel, avoiding the main circuit loop. A is along, V is avoid. Say it with me. A is along, V is avoid. Now, let us talk exam technique, because knowing the content is only half the battle. When you are asked to draw a circuit diagram, always use a sharp pencil and a ruler. Examiners are marking hundreds of scripts, and they need to clearly identify your symbols. Wobbly freehand drawings lose marks, not because you do not know the content, but because the examiner cannot tell what you have drawn. Always check that your circuit is closed, meaning there are no gaps in the loop. Current cannot flow through an open circuit, and if your diagram has a break in it, the examiner will assume no current flows, and you will lose marks. Watch out for the command word describe versus explain. If the question says describe the circuit, you tell the examiner what components are present and how they are connected. If it says explain, you need to say why. For example, explain why the voltmeter is connected in parallel. Because a voltmeter has very high resistance, so connecting it in parallel means negligible current flows through it, and it does not affect the circuit. Common mistakes. Let me run through the big ones quickly. Number one, putting the voltmeter in series. Massive error. Voltmeter goes in parallel, always. Number two, confusing the LDR and thermistor symbols. Remember, LDR has arrows pointing inward for light, thermistor has a T or diagonal line. Number three, drawing an open circuit and then claiming current flows. If there is a gap, there is no current. Number four, forgetting that in a series circuit, if one component breaks, they all stop working. Right, let us do a quick fire recall quiz. I will ask the question, you pause the podcast and think of the answer. Then I will give it to you. Ready? Question one, what is the symbol for a lamp? Long pause. Answer, a circle with an X inside. Question two, in which type of circuit is the current the same at every point? Long pause. Answer, a series circuit. Question three, should an ammeter be connected in series or in parallel? Long pause. Answer, in series. Question four, what happens to the resistance of an LDR when light intensity increases? Long pause. Answer, the resistance decreases. Question five, if one bulb breaks in a parallel circuit, what happens to the other bulbs? Long pause. Answer, they continue to work, because each branch is independent. Great. Let us wrap up with your key takeaways. 1. Learn every standard circuit symbol. Use the reference chart in your study guide and test yourself until you can draw them all from them. 2. Series circuits have one path, same current everywhere, shared voltage. 3. Parallel circuits have multiple branches, same voltage across each branch, current splits at junctions. 4. Ammeter in series, voltmeter in parallel. No exceptions. 5. Always draw circuit diagrams with a ruler and pencil, and always close the loop. 6. LDR resistance falls with more light, thermistor resistance falls with more heat. You have got this. Electricity and circuits is one of those topics where a bit of focus revision pays off enormously in the exam. Go back through your notes, practice drawing the symbols, and attempt some past paper.